Why? Why do we find a chemical compound of calcium, carbon, and oxygen with just these proportions, but not many others, with many other proportions? The answer was worked out by chemists in the 19th century in terms of a theory of atoms, actually before there was any direct experimental evidence of the existence of atoms. The weights of the calcium, carbon, and oxygen atoms are in the ratios 40, 12, 16. And a calcium carbonate molecule consists of one atom of calcium, one atom of carbon, and three atoms of oxygen. So the weights of calcium, carbon, and oxygen in calcium carbonate are in the ratios 40, 12, 48. Why? Why do the atoms of various elements have the weights that we observe, and why do molecules consist of just certain numbers of atoms of each type? The numbers of atoms of each type in molecules like calcium carbonate were already known in the 19th century to be a matter of the electric charges that the atoms in the molecule exchange with each other. In 1897, it was discovered by J.J. Thomson that these electric charges are carried by negatively charged particles called electrons, particles that are much lighter than whole atoms and that flow through wires in ordinary electric currents. One element is distinguished from another solely by the number of electrons in the atom. 1 for hydrogen, 6 for carbon, 8 for oxygen, 20 for calcium, and so on. When the rules of quantum mechanics are applied to the atoms of which chalk is composed, it is found that calcium and carbon atoms readily give up 2 and 4 electrons respectively, and that oxygen atoms easily pick up 2 electrons. Thus, the 3 atoms of oxygen in each molecule of calcium carbonate can pick up the 6 electrons contributed by 1 atom of calcium and 1 atom of carbon. There are just enough electrons to go around. It is the electric force produced by this transfer of electrons that holds the molecule together. What about the atomic weights? We have known since the work of Rutherford in 1911 that almost all of the mass or weight of the atom is contained in a small, positively charged nucleus around which the electrons revolve. After some confusion, it was finally realized in the 1930s that atomic nuclei consist of two kinds of particles with nearly the same mass: protons, with positive electric charge, equal in magnitude to the electrons' negative charge, and neutrons, with no charge at all. The hydrogen nucleus is just one proton. The number of protons must equal the number of electrons in order to keep the atom electrically neutral, and neutrons are needed because the strong attraction between protons and neutrons is essential in holding the nucleus together.